Belfast City Council has secured a court order banning loyalists from directing, building, organising and or constructing bonfires in four sites in Belfast. The sites are Ravenscroft Avenue Car Park, Bloomfield Walkway, Avenue Leisure Centre Car Park and Inverie Playing Fields in Craigie Park East. No one is allowed to collect any further wood, nor is anyone allowed to organise a bonfire on these sites without the council's permission. So, is this finally law and order being imposed on loyalists as it should, or is this action an affront to unionist culture? 0303 80 55 55. We open up the phone lines straight away and we see calls coming into us this morning. Now, the Alliance Party is claiming all the unionist parties, they mean the DUP, the UUP, the PUP, have supported this ban. We've been in touch with all of those parties. Today, the DUP, the Ulster Unionist Party and the PUP are refusing to tell loyalists what they have done, whether they have supported this ban or not. They're remaining silent as to why, if indeed they did support this ban on loyalists, why they've done so. Jamie Bryson, the Loyalist commentator, is here in the studio with me this morning. First of all, who are you representing?
Well, the group that has sent these letters over the weekend is the East Belfast Community Initiative, which represents individuals involved in these cultural expression sites in East Belfast and speaks for these sites. So that is who sent the letters. So let me just at the outset make that point, because naturally there will be an attempt to target me in this by, I suppose, some elements of these unionist parties who don't want us coming out with the purpose of, you know, attack the source to discredit, destroy. So to be very clear, this is not about me. This is not Jamie Bryson versus Belfast City Council. This is East Belfast Community Initiative, which has widespread support amongst these bonfires in East Belfast.
Does it have widespread
support? Yes, well, it has.
How long has it been existing?
Well, this group has been working on, I suppose, what would be described as contentious issues in the background for well over a year now. So it has widespread support in East Belfast, and I think on social media you will see that on the sites of the bonfires who will be pledging their support to this action, which has been taken to challenge this inflammatory and disgraceful attack on unionist culture.
Well, you're calling it inflammatory and disgraceful, but of course what the council's doing is they're trying to stop bonfires being built so high that it endangers life and property. What's disgraceful about that? What's disgraceful is them being built to a dangerous height in the first place?
Well, let's deal with the first point there, because you've addressed that as saying what the council are doing is trying to stop these bonfires being built higher, and that is naturally the spin that they put out at, I think, 6 o'clock when all the press officers were closed on Friday night. But actually, when you look at the spin and you look at the injunction, the two things are plainly different, because the injunction plainly goes much further than simply trying to stop the further delivery of material. It tries to stop bonfires per se. So Belfast City Council, for a start, would need to clarify and reconcile their public statement of what they say this is and what this actually is.
So how are you interpreting? Because if we look, we need to look very carefully at the wording of this injunction, because it's interesting. So it says that this is between Belfast City Council and here's the key part, persons attempting to enter into or actually entering or remaining on any of the plaintiff's land, that's the council's land, for the purposes of, hear the words, directing, building, organising and or constructing bonfires. Now there's more, but let's just stop there. For example, organising bonfires. Is that lighting a bonfire?
I don't think that takes them there, no.
Is that directing people into a bonfire?
I don't think that takes them there. And I would say, and what we have said in the letter we have said...
Yeah, but you're saying that, but what does the judge mean?
To the council. Well, if the council want to clarify what the judge means, then they should go back to the High Court and try and amend the order or get clarification from the court. As far as I'm concerned...
So what do you think organising a bonfire means?
I'm going to tell you what it says in the letter that we have sent to Belfast City Council. And we take the view that lighting, celebrating, attending, viewing a bonfire or cultural celebration that has already been erected, constructed or organised by unknown persons and or taking part in a cultural fun day with implied consent does not fall within the terms of the injunction document published by Belfast City Council in relation to these cultural expression sites.
So you're saying lighting a bonfire, what else doesn't apply?
Lighting, celebrating, attending, viewing a bonfire or cultural celebration that has already been erected, constructed or organised. If the bonfire is already there, it is already sitting there, then I don't think that that part of the injunction takes them there. But look, that might be a matter that requires further clarity. But aside from that, for the injunction to take effect, it has to be affixed to the to a conspicuous part of the site. My understanding is no injunction has been affixed. So who is actually on notice in relation to this? Because there's no individual defendants. It is a blanket injunction. It has not been affixed to any of the sites. So how is people supposed to know? And it only takes effect, the High Court has been clear, it only takes effect if it has been affixed to the sites. My understanding is it has not been affixed. And if it is affixed and it blows down or it goes away, then who is on notice? And if nobody is on notice, well, how are you going to prosecute or how would the Attorney General bring contempt of court proceedings in relation to somebody who was not on notice? I think Belfast City Council are in danger of making an absolute fool of themselves. But secondly, if they are now withdrawing implied consent for the bonfire, that means that any material on these cultural expression sites, the council naturally take liability for it. So if somebody comes forward and says that property, those pallets belong to me, if, for example, a bonfire group provide receipts and say those are our pallets, we purchased them, well then, if they were to go on fire, Belfast City Council would be liable for the costs of...
Well, you're doing your Ironside Act again, aren't you? Why don't you embrace the spirit of this injunction, which is to try to protect property and people from an unregulated pile of wood being burnt in a community?
That's not what it's designed to do. For example, one of the bonfires at Inverley Avenue in East Belfast is not near any houses, is not near any property. So what are they protecting there? The core purpose of this, and give me a bit of space to expand on this, the core purpose of this is to force bonfires into a situation the same as the Plaids Commission, whereby you will have to take liability for it, and eventually that is where this is heading. And this is the first salvo in the attempts to do this, and I have argued this for years. But what's another interesting point, the Belfast City Council now withdraw implied consent for bonfires which they are funding. So on one hand, they are funding particular bonfires, but they are seeking court injunctions against other bonfires.
Well, presumably they're funding...
So reconcile that for me.
Well, they're presumably, Jamie Bryson, funding certain bonfires because the council feel that they may be built in a safe way, or at least may be built in conjunction with those people who want to keep the community safe.
Let's see the...
You can't have a free-for-all, can you?
Let's see the criteria for this, because there is none. There is none. But before we get to all that, we need to address a letter that was sent to the councillors, which I suspect, you know, some of them were good enough to brief the Belfast Telegraph at 11:30 last night anonymously, but weren't good enough naturally to reply to the letter. So where are the union's councillors? Because we need to know who knew, when did they know, and do they support this or do they not?
Well, the DUP are remaining silent as to whether they support this injunction or not. The Ulster Unionist Party equally are remaining silent. They're refusing to say. The PUP have not got back to us either. So it remains a key question, obviously in the public interest, to know whether these political parties support loyalists being stopped from directing, building, organising and or constructing bonfires on these sites and or providing materials for use on a bonfire in respect of the plaintiff sites. So what does did the DUP support this? Well, the Alliance Party is saying they did.
Well, look, I'm not going to prejudge anybody, but if unionist parties have taken the most appalling action in supporting this so-called progressive pan-nationalist coalition of the Alliance Party, Sinn Féin and the SDLP in targeting, in the cultural targeting of unionists in East Belfast, then I think they should be absolutely ashamed of themselves, and it's no wonder that they are bunkered into City Hall at the Fusion to speak. But look at the timing of this. This injunction was secured on Thursday. The press office at Belfast City Council put this out at about 6 o'clock on a Thursday night, the ideal time to bury bad news, and they hoped this would go away over the weekend. The councillors would bunker in, run down the clock, the 11th of July happens, and it's all over. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not happening. They need to come on. If they don't want to talk to me, if they don't want to talk to the East Belfast Community Initiative, well, this is the biggest show in the country. Let them come on this morning and put forward their position.
You are out of order, aren't you, in some of your tweets over the weekend when you tweeted the following. It is clear that Belfast City Council's injunction on East Belfast bonfire sites will, as it most certainly should, be breached. And then when you were responding to Sam McBride from the newsletter, you said, I am saying it will be breached. And personally, I believe that is the correct approach. It's a bear trap.
So it is a bear trap.
You're inciting people to break a court order. Wait till the judge comes to you.
Well, it's going to be bizarre. Let me think where we would go to with that. It would be encouraging the breach of a civil court order to commit contempt of court. I think even John Larkin would struggle to make that stand up. But look, anybody that lives in Northern Ireland will know that this injunction is an absolute nonsense. It is designed and was designed to wind loyalists up. It was designed in the hope that loyalists would take to the streets and engage in violence so as they could justify it.
Well, they would deny that.
But, that is my interpretation of it. But instead, loyalism has taken a strategic and proactive approach to challenging this in a different way.
So
you do
not believe in the law? Do you not really believe in respect for the court and a court order?
That is what has caught them on the hop. Because they wanted loyalists to take to the streets to attack the police so as they could justify this, and then the unionist councillors could say, oh, look at these big bad loyalists. But instead, we have played them at their own game, and now this morning they are caught in a hop, they are bunkered in the City Hall, and they won't tell this show, they won't tell me, they won't tell the loyalist public of East Belfast, they won't tell the East Belfast Community Initiative what they knew about this and when they knew.
Well, one councillor we do have is Sinn Féin's Jim McVeigh. Good morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
What's your understanding, Jim? Is it your understanding that the other unionist parties, namely the DUP, the UUP, the PUP, have supported this court order?
Yeah, that's clearly my understanding. And I want to welcome the fact that all of the parties, including the unionist parties, have supported this very important first step in terms of trying to deal with this crazy issue of people building bonfires close to houses and public amenities or close to filling stations or whatever. So it's an important start. It's very symbolic. I've been following social media over the course of the weekend, and it's good to see that it seems to have unlocked a lot of debate within the unionist community, within the Protestant community, about these bonfires. People are speaking up, speaking out, and that's good. That's very important.
So would you, Jim, like to see this spread beyond these four sites next year? Would you like to see all bonfires needing permission, and if they don't have permission, a court should ban them? Is that what you think should happen when you talk about first steps?
No. What I mean by first steps, Stephen, is in at least these particular sites that I think it's very clear what the injunction says, that there should be no bonfires burnt are built on those sites, right? So,
burnt. So you don't think a bonfire can even be lit now in these four sites?
No, I don't believe it. No, I don't believe they can be or should be. I mean,
and is that how you're interpreting this injunction?
That's the way I'm interpreting it. I think you read it out. It's pretty explicit to me. And I think it's important that, I mean, these bonfires, Stephen, if you think you've looked at them, you've maybe been over one or two of them, I think, over recent months, but they're already too high. They're already too dangerous. And they're already too close to people's homes and public amenities.
So what is Sinn Féin's view then on who's going to stop these bonfires being burnt, being set alight?
Well, we have this has happened year on year out on a number of sites in the Nicholas community, Stephen, that there's a contractor has been appointed to remove the material from those sites. Right? And it's absolutely crucial.
To remove the material even that's already there?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Every single piece of material on those four sites should be removed and destroyed.
I don't see where it says that in this injunction, that can happen legally.
Read out again what you read out. I mean,
persons attempting to enter into or actually entering or remaining on any of the plaintiff's land for the purposes of directing, building, organising and or constructing bonfires and or providing materials for use on bonfire in respect of the plaintiff's site. It doesn't say that the wood already there will be removed. And by the way, that's significant if you're saying it is going to be removed.
Well, I think it should be removed. Right? I am concerned that it may not be removed. I don't think that people should be sitting back on their hands. I don't think the police or the council should be sitting back on their hands.
But you've just said, Jim, that a contractor has been employed to do what? To remove the wood?
To remove bonfire wood wherever that is required. Because remember, Stephen, this isn't just these four sites. We have a number of sites within our community, for example, the bottom of Divis Street, where every year there's a bonfire that isn't wanted, which destroys the community don't want. It causes all sorts of trouble. And I can tell you that year on year out over recent years, contractors have been brought into the council to remove that wood.
Okay.
With the support of...
So, Jim, I need to be... It's important to be clear this morning, yeah. Okay? It's important to be precise. So what I believe you've said is that you think this contractor who has been employed will be going into these four sites and removing all of the wood.
No, what I'm saying, Stephen, is that that's what they've been employed to do. I'm concerned that they actually won't be able to go in. I think it's very important that the police provide the support for the contractor to go into those four sites and to remove that material, because that material is already, I just want to, I mean, and if you could see this on social media, you can see for the first time probably in a long time, local residents, local businesses coming out and saying, this is a disaster, this is very dangerous.
Who is the contractor?
Well, I'm not going to name the contractor. That would be dangerous, I suppose, to the people of the company and the people who work in that company. So I'm not going to say that is, right?
Okay, well, one second, Jim. Jimmy Bryson? Yep.
Well, for a start, let me make three very quick points. What Councillor McVeigh says is clearly at odds with what the Belfast City Council Press Office said on Friday, so we'd need to get that clarified for a start. Secondly, you hear Councillor McVeigh trying to up the ante again because they want the PSNI to go in with contractors because they want confrontation with loyalists, because that justifies... let me finish. I sat and listened to you, so you just sit and listen to me.
They don't want that. They say they don't. Words in his mouth.
I'm here, Jimmy.
Well, that's okay, Jim. We'll just be quiet. You just be quiet and let me speak for a minute.
I'll let you have a go.
Yes, I will have a go. So, secondly, we've heard Jim McVeigh's view on what this is, the first step, and he wants bonfires taken away completely from these sites. He wants the words removed. I don't think I'm misquoting him. That's what he said. So, if unionists support...
Well, he went beyond that. He said contractors have been employed to remove all the wood.
So, if that's the case, then unionists have went along with that. So I'd like to see how they're going to explain that. But finally, my view is that by bringing the PSNI in, the purpose of that is they want a confrontation with loyalists so as they can justify these injunctions. This is a civil matter. It is not... the PSNI have already come out and said this is a civil injunction. The PSNI have no role to enforce this injunction. It is a civil matter. So if Belfast City Council want to try and enforce this injunction, which, as I've already said, I believe is all over the place, they don't even know what it means, then let their own workers go and enforce this injunction.
What do you think the reaction will be within this community initiative, this East Belfast Community Initiative you say you represent, if all of the wood is removed?
Well, I think, for a start, I don't think loyalists will fall into the trap that's been set. But I think anybody that thinks that there's not going to be the reaction, who on earth could control young people if contractors went in on the 11th of July to take away bonfires in unionist communities? Who could be expected to control young people? And that is what Sinn Féin want.
Let Jim McVeigh reply.
Stephen, let me very briefly make a couple of points, right? I mean, I've said what I've said. I haven't said what Jimmy Brayson has said. And let me make this point. Jimmy Brayson doesn't represent loyalists. He doesn't represent anybody. This organization doesn't exist. I've never heard of it before. I've never seen what they do. I was elected. Nearly 1,500 people voted for me. Nobody voted for Jimmy Brayson.
Yeah, but the reality is, Jim, to be fair to him, the reality is all of the unionist parties have gone to ground. The DUP, the UUP, the PUP, they're gone to ground and they're saying nothing. You've got to ask yourself, Jim, why have they gone to ground? Why are they saying nothing?
Exactly, and there's a very well-known unionist councillor, Stephen, who's on your radio show almost every week, and I'm surprised he's not taking the opportunity to come and speak. But look, that's down to him. But I think it's very important to say, Jimmy Brayson doesn't represent unionism or loyalism. There are lots and lots. And the good thing about this decent junction is it's created a debate. It's given people a civic space to come out and say, well, actually, in fact, I'm a Protestant, I'm a loyalist, I'm a unionist, and I don't think this bonfire, which is threatening people's homes, pensioners, destroying public amenities, costing the council tens of thousands of pounds, is good for my community. So it has done a very important thing, if nothing else, that it's allowed people to begin to have that debate. We're not, contrary to what Jimmy Brayson is saying, we're not opposed to unionist culture or loyalist culture.
I'm driving through
Bond Bridge today, and I've seen a...
I hope you're not on the phone when you're driving.
Hold on.
I'm parked But I drove up through one of the arches, and it says about, on the arch, the Protestant Reformation and Martin Luther King, etc. Do you think that many of the people who are building these bonfires, who are drinking at these bonfire sites as we speak, right, at night time, okay, do you think they know anything or care anything about the Protestant Reformation?
Jim, that isn't culture. Jim, help me understand. Help me understand, Jim, before you go this morning, because I know you need to go, of what actually happened at this council meeting. So all the councillors were there. What happened? What were they voting on? What were they told?
I'm not talking. I actually wasn't at the meeting. My deputy was at the Dirty Harkey. I was at a previous meeting. But all of the parties, the council officers could not have taken this decision. It's a very significant, groundbreaking decision to take out these injunctions without the full support of all the political parties. It just would have been too delicate, too sensitive. So, and listen, they should be commended for it, not criticized for it. It's a very important thing they've done. These bonfires, these nasty, destructive bonfires that we're talking about, and we have a couple of them in our community as well, Stephen, that do significant damage to the local community when they destroy public amenities, when they damage people's homes. That this is an issue which impacts on both communities.
Okay, and let me clarify this with you as well then.
Yeah.
You've said that it's your view that the contractor has been employed to remove all of the wood. Do you believe...
That's a fact, Stephen, that's a fact.
Okay, if that is a fact, is it your understanding that the DUP, UUP and PUP have supported the contractor being employed to remove all of the wood at those sites?
That's my understanding, yes.
We need to immediately go to the DUP, UUP and PUP, which is what we're doing right now, asking them for clarity around that.
I have been present at recent meetings, right, where all councillors and all parties, including his parties, have said, on these particular sites, bonfires cannot be allowed to go ahead because of the...
Hang on, Stephen, I need to come back. Is Councillor McVeigh saying that unionists... Jim.
Let me, Chair.
Just be quiet for a second.
No, Jim, who do you think you're speaking to?
One second, then let you...
You're not shouting across the chamber at me, Jim.
One second.
I'm not a woman at the other side of the chamber that you can shout across the chamber.
One second.
Jimmy, shut your mouth and just be quiet for a second.
That's nice language, isn't it? Is that the equivalent of Sinn Féin?
We need to get information out of this, Jimmy, not a shouting match. Jimmy, right, Jim, carry on. Say what you want to say.
Look, Jimmy just needs to be quiet. Doesn't represent anybody, just represents himself. Right?
I think if you look at social media, I'm representing the bonfire groups affected by this injunction, Jim.
There is no such thing as bonfire groups. There is no organisation called bonfire groups. You've made this up. You represent probably a small number of...
So now, do you represent a couple of people? Because a couple of minutes ago, I didn't represent anybody. Make your mind up, Jim.
Probably a couple of headcases like yourself, Jimmy, right?
So anybody that goes to bonfires is headcases. Is this Sinn Féin's tolerance and culture of unionist culture? Anybody that celebrates unionist culture is a headcase. You've just exposed yourself, Jim. Exposed yourself.
Anybody who builds bonfires right beside houses, anybody who sticks or puts flags, where either union jacks or tricolours on bonfires, are head cases. They're in cases.
Anybody that plants bombs and murders people for 30 years, Jim, are head cases. Anybody that bombs people for 30 years and bombs the heart out of Belfast city centre are head cases. How dare you come on and call unionists head cases? How dare you?
Okay.
I'm calling you a head case. I'm not calling you a head case.
Okay. Hold on.
So, Stephen, let's get back to the fact.
Okay, Jim, I want to understand why.
Yeah.
If you are saying that all, including the unionist parties, have said that all of the wood at these bonfire sites should be removed, I want to understand what the conversation was around that, so that you weren't saying, well, look, maybe some of the more dangerous height of these bonfires should be lessened, it should be contained. Why does it not say it within this injunction? Why has Belfast City Council not, in any of its press releases, said openly that the wood would be removed? This is nowhere. What you're saying this morning is nowhere.
Stephen, Belfast City Council has an existing policy, right? Where communities, where political leaders have indicated that a bonfire is not wanted, or it's too dangerous, or both, right? That they have contractors who are able and willing, hopefully willing anyway, to go into a site with the support of the police. It's already happened in Davis Street. It's already happened in one or two other places on our side of the divide. Right. So that facility is already there. At a recent meeting, all councillors, ourselves and the Unionist Party said that there are a number of sites, and let's reinforce this point. This isn't about bonfires per se. This is about a number of bonfires which are dangerous, which are already too high, which are in danger of setting people homes alight. Let's not forget Grenfell and what happened recently. Eh? Setting people's homes alight, damaging property, damaging public amenities. Right?
Okay, so Jim, is this not the same council who just weeks ago were collecting some of this wood and offering to return it?
Yeah, well, they did so without our permission, Stephen. Right? And there's an investigation. We're on record. I spoke.
But it's the same council who did that.
Well, they didn't do it with the support. That's a different system, Stephen. This initiative in this position is a council policy supported by the political parties in Belfast City Council. The problem with the previous activities was it didn't have democratic authority. You're right. It should never have happened. I mean, the idea that the council 2 weeks ago, right, would have been taken away, stolen, and then returning 3,000 pallets to some of these bonfires, right, was a disgrace. And thankfully, we put a stop to that. And none of that material has been or will be handed back.
Okay, all right.
But so, they shouldn't have done that, but this is the right decision, okay. And the right policy.
Jim McBride, thank you.